Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Tonight, we are going to continue our COVID comeback series. First, we'll chat with our friends at the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and then visit with several local restaurant operators. Let's welcome Jessica O'Donnell, the EVP Affiliated Chambers, and Kylie Adams, the manager of Affiliated Chambers. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Kylie, you represent businesses in the areas of Northern Lehigh, Northampton, and Schuylkill County. What are some of the towns that are in that area?
So we are actually Greater Northern, Northampton, and Whitehall.
Okay.
But Greater Northern is going to be everywhere from, if you look at a map of the Lehigh Valley, we're basically Schnecksville all the way up to Pocono Mountains, going all the way over from New Tripoli to Danielsville. So we're really the northernmost region of both Northampton and Lehigh counties.
Jessica, this has been a difficult time, as we've talked about before. What's the chamber doing right now to support local businesses?
What aren't we doing? I kiddingly say that because we're doing a little bit of everything, honestly. We are trying to be super supportive of all businesses, nonprofits across the Lehigh Valley. I mean, the last 11 months has, I'm sure many have said it, we've pivoted for sure. We've adapted. You know, our in-person events aren't happening, so virtual events are happening. We have partnered up with Lehigh Northampton County thanks to the great leadership of County Executive McClure in Northampton County and County Executive Phillip Armstrong in Lehigh County to help with their small business grant program. About $20 million went into small businesses across the Lehigh Valley. The Chamber itself has put up two grant programs, over $500,000 pumped back into small businesses to support them during these challenging times. So we've done grant programs. We've done virtual events that were resources and tools to kind of guide businesses through this, such as the PPP loans, now filing for tax returns. And we've also done a lot of great events as far as social events on virtual Zoom platforms, such as, you know, Sips and Scattergories, Lehigh Valley Trivia, a little bit of everything. And more importantly, we've kept those annual events that we've done even pre-COVID, such as Restaurant Week. We felt that right now, more than ever, we need to support our businesses, so let's not stop supporting them through these initiatives.
Kylie, your area had Restaurant Week last week, and how did things go?
Oh, my goodness. The overwhelming outpouring of love for our restaurants. You can tell the community is both just aching to get out of the house. February is always like the perfect time for a restaurant week because it's gray, it's dreary, and we're all tired of winter at this stage, especially this year with all the snow. But our restaurants have already reported that they've had really successful weeks, especially coming in right after Valentine's Day. They carry that momentum into restaurant week. Most of them put together really great specials. Jess and I were able to go out and indulge in some of those, the fruits of the labor, but also just support our local businesses too. So they had a great week. We had a great week, and we're just super excited to keep that momentum going throughout the spring.
How many restaurants did you have involved?
For Greater Northern, we had 7 restaurants involved this year.
And Greg, on that, I just want to say this restaurant week and the many restaurant weeks that we've held the last 11 months looked a little bit different. Especially because the occupancy of what these restaurants can have inside. So we really opened it up to our restaurants, our breweries, our distilleries across the Lehigh Valley, and specifically for these restaurant weeks in their areas, to do what's best for them. So some businesses did prefix menus. Some businesses did a gift card bundle. Some businesses did dine out only, reservations only. So it wasn't the typical restaurant week where there were packed in restaurants. We were trying to make sure restaurant owners, their employees, their safety, and their plans were, you know, assured that they could handle it. So that was a little bit different, but I want to say that, you know, having these businesses participate, it was all about marketing and saying, hey, we're still here. This is what we're offering. So I think it was actually really successful, and hopefully when we're out of this pandemic, a lot of this stuff will still stick. So making sure that these businesses do what's best for them.
Where are we with limits right now? How many people can a restaurant, what's the capacity?
So most businesses, as long as they've self-certified with the state, can have up to 50% capacity at this time. Of course, outdoor seating is still available. However, with 3 feet of snow on the ground, this has also been a really great opportunity to be getting people out, whether it's for takeout or, like Jess said, gift card deals and different things too.
Although people are trying.
They are. They certainly are.
Would you say safety measures are now changing? Are people getting more comfortable or still cautious?
I would say now that the vaccine's here, people are feeling a little bit more assured. But I think people, you know, are still hesitant and going out there. But we're seeing more places open up, more people out and about, which is great because we're all social beings. We want to be around people.
How difficult has this been in the entire Lehigh Valley, Jessica? Salespeople need to see people. It's difficult to make a sales presentation on a Zoom call. How important is it to get this face-to-face interaction?
It is important. I'm a social butterfly, so I thrive off of being around other people. I know when we shut down for the first couple weeks, I was going crazy in my house. There's only so much that I can clean. But I think for businesses, I think they've all adapted. And it's really exciting to see how some of these businesses took this challenge and turned it into an opportunity. So who knew Zoom would be the powerful tool that we'd be using, you know, 11 months later. And I'm hearing from some people that they like the Zoom aspect because it eliminates travel time. But we're still, we at the Chamber and even businesses, I've seen them still interact through Zoom or phone calls, or even when the weather was nice, people were going out and about and meeting at a park or, for example, in Emmaus Triangle, having a meeting there. So I think people are balancing it. The first couple months was a little crazy and we're all like, what are we going to do? But I think businesses have really turned it into an opportunity. We're seeing more of a social media presence. We're seeing more creative opportunities coming out of it, which is really exciting.
Kylie, how have you changed what you do with your outreach to the community?
I will say that in terms of things that have changed, we've always been very much a virtual organization as much as in person. We are definitely the people who are, I would say, our in-person events have decreased significantly, although they're coming back and they have over the, especially when the warmer weather was coming through. But really, our outreach has become very virtual. I've had more Zoom meetings and phone calls than in-person meetings, of course. But really, it's pushed us all, and I think our business community, to be creative. Well, of course, these things existed pre-COVID pandemic world, but these were not things that we necessarily knew how to utilize. So especially working throughout the Lehigh Valley, it's really easy now to sit on a Zoom call really quickly and connect with someone in Bethlehem while I'm over in Whitehall or up in Slatington and really just have those conversations and connecting. I feel it's almost made us more connected. Despite being not able to meet in person.
Do you think this will change us forever?
I think so. I hate the phrase new normal. I think it's both contradictory and extremely frustrating. But I think one of the things that has come out of this is that we have been able to pivot and adapt to the changing circumstances very quickly. And I think we've also found that some of the things that we were doing, there's an easier way, maybe more efficient way of doing it when bringing in technology. I don't want to necessarily be missing some of the sit-down meetings because, like Jess, we thrive off of the face-to-face. But now knowing that we have these at our disposal is only going to, I think, increase the ways that we do business and the way that we support our businesses.
Amen. Spot on. I totally agree with Kylie.
We've been talking with Kylie Adams and Jessica O'Donnell from the Chamber. And next, we're going to talk to a couple of restaurants that are in Kylie's area. Ladies, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Next, let's welcome Vicki Ash to On Every Main Street. Vicki operates the Berlinsville Hotel in Walnutport. Vicki, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Vicki, not many places can say that they are over 200 years old. Tell us about your history. Give us a feeling for the place.
So the building dates back to 1761. I would love to have all of the exact information on the building, but we just get some bits and pieces from either the locals or from whatever we can read online. We do keep the original copy. It's on the wall in the bar of the first paper liquor license, which was given out in 1935.
Oh boy.
Inside our building. Yes, that's a neat piece of history to be able to still have on the wall, and it's readable. We like to point that out for customers that like to know a little bit about the place. People tell us that they used to meet out back at the Rocks for meetings back in the day when it was the town of Berlin.
So there's a big rock but, out there, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think they called it Council Rock from what I've been told. But as far as the whole restaurant bar part of it, I believe it was Mike Kravitz's family that had it and then had turned it over to Mike and Gloria. And that is who we have taken over from, which was back in 2013. It was a process to get the kitchen redone, to come up to today's standards, and to be able to operate the way we do currently.
So let's talk about that. What changes did you make in order to operate and have a terrific restaurant?
We took their original kitchen in the back and converted it over to a full kitchen-grade kitchen. We had to put a hood system in, had to put a kitchen line in, all of the new equipment, and then, of course, refrigeration, freezer. We took their little spare living room off the backside of the bar and converted that into our prep kitchen so we could do salads, slice meats, do our desserts, things like that, and for storage. For the first shutdown back in March for the virus with the pandemic, we closed down the dining room and we had the floors redone. So we still have the original floor in the dining room that was there. We just had it sanded down and resealed because we wanted to keep that. We try to keep as much of the original as we can in order to keep operating without changing it. Everybody enjoys the feel that they get when they come into Berlinsville. It's not new. It's not modern by no means. We like to keep that. There's not many places like that these days. And everybody said they love to see how things used to be versus how things are these days.
While this is called the Berlinsville Hotel, you're actually a restaurant, aren't you?
Yes, yes. A restaurant with a small bar. I do get phone calls because of the tourism in the area if we have a room available. So people do often confuse us as a hotel. Some are not happy when they find out we are not a hotel, we don't have any rooms.
But well, they can go hang out, they can pitch a tent back by the Rock.
Sure, sure.
When you look at your website, it says, you have a quote from Ben Franklin. It says, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Tell us about your bar first.
So our bar is a small, I believe we have 12 to 14 seats, depending on how you would position it. Currently not being able to sit at the bar, we have four pub tables up against the outside perimeter of the bar area. We are a welcoming locals bar. We do get people that stop in from time to time that are not from the area. And if we do have locals at the bar, the locals welcome them, ask where they're coming from, try to give them a little history of us. Sometimes we'll tell stories about back in the day when Mike and Gloria ran the bar. We haven't had that now for a year with not being able to sit at the bar, so we do miss it. We enjoy seeing our customers, our family to us, just like we are family to them. You want to say maybe a cheers bar? I'm not sure, you know, I go to that extent. But we do keep our regulars, our locals. Everybody does look out for each other.
What keeps people coming back to the Berlinsville Hotel?
It's probably a mix of being considered family, a place to be comfortable, a place to feel welcome, liked, loved. You could say some of our customers love us. I have some customers that come 5 days a week. And then also we have a special sheet that we do daily as far as the food goes. So we do change it up, although the menu doesn't change drastically or often. We keep a rotating daily special sheet. So they look to order off the special sheet. And also some of the other items would be the homemade desserts or just to come in to, I guess, have the company for what it's worth.
Sure. If I were talking to one of those regular customers who comes 5 days a week to the Berlinsville Hotel, what would they tell me I have to try?
Cheesesteak first, I would say, then a cheeseburger, and then I recommend our French dip. is our prime rib. We slice it thin and we serve it on a half of our steak roll and with au jus. So everybody that gets that loves it. Our cheesesteaks are one of our bigger sellers, as well as our hand patty burgers are definitely the three top items that go out the door.
And you make your own chips, right?
Yes. They come in pre-sliced, but we do make them in-house. So they're deep fried in-house and we season them before we send them out. So they come standard with all sandwiches.
When I look at your menu, I see the Lehigh Drive Meatloaf Melt with grilled homemade meatloaf topped with bacon, barbecue sauce, lettuce, tomato, and cheddar jack cheese. That sounds pretty great.
Yeah, that's another one. And we recommend that with rye bread, actually. I've been told that. Now, I have not had it personally. I've been told with rye bread, it's top-notch. So when somebody questions me on that, I try to persuade them if they could do the rye bread to do the rye bread, and they tell me it was a home run.
Uh-huh.
That's another good one on the menu that we will not get rid of.
Do you have a secret to your meatloaf?
I don't know the secret to the meatloaf. They have come up with a mixture in the kitchen, and I believe between the cooks in the kitchen, they know the recipe. But I do know that we can't touch it, because if we touch it, then we would hear slack from the customers. Everybody loves it. Don't fix it if it's not broke.
What's one thing you'd like us to know about your hotel?
Oh, my goodness. One thing. We aim to please. We try our best to continually satisfy our customers. And we welcome everyone. We see people from the mountain. We see people from Jim Thorpe. We see locals. We welcome everyone. We look forward to serving our customers. And we look forward to hearing a little bit about our customers. If there's any way that we can experience or get to know our customers, we try to do that.
We've been talking with Vicki Ash, who operates the Berlinsville Hotel, which is a restaurant in Walnutport with a lot of history. Vicki, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Thank you.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Next, we welcome Catherine and Mark Mazinski, the operators of Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn in Germansville. Good evening.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
You both do different things. I think we have a chef on the phone, and we also have an operator.
Well, we're husband and wife team. So.
All right.
And we happen to live above the restaurant as well. It's a 150-year-old building.
Well, I have a lot of history there.
Yes, indeed.
So what's it like living on top of your business?
Well, it's a blessing and a curse because you're always at work. However, in these crazy times, it certainly has its advantages. You know, even just with the snow days, if need be, it could just be me in the front of the house. Or doing curbside pickup, and Mark in the back of the house.
And Mark, how long have you been a chef?
I've been cooking now almost 30 years.
Wow, so who taught you how to cook?
I went to the restaurant school in Philadelphia, which is now the college at Walnut Hill. And then I did my apprenticeship at Le Troupe, which was a French restaurant in Old City, and worked my way around Philadelphia. Met my wife, Catherine, at a restaurant as a friend. We worked together, and then we decided we work for so many other people. We're like, you know, either we do a restaurant ourselves, we're either the beach or the country, and then we found this place in the country, and we fell in love with it.
So at Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn in Germansville, we have true restaurateurs. We have people who have restaurant operation in their blood.
Yes.
Yes.
So
indeed.
Yeah. So Mark, what do you like to cook?
I cook anything.
What do you like to prepare?
The great thing about being in this area is we have so many local farmers that we've built relationships with since we've been here since day one. Our produce, our meat, our chickens, which is such a great advantage that people don't realize what's in their own backyard. You know, we get mushrooms, which are local. I mean, it is such a great opportunity in this area to have so many great farmers that we have built relationships with that they ask me, hey, what do you want this year? I say, well, I'm looking for this, and they'll grow for us. You know, which opens the window to everything we can do here. However, curious goods, we can kind of make anything we want to do any day. The menu changes constantly with whatever is available from the farmers and, you know, and seasonal, which is what, you know, we strive to do as much seasonal as possible.
Catherine, how did you arrive at the name Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn?
Well, I think we kind of came up with the concept that we wanted. We didn't want to be pigeonholed into any type of cuisine. So literally, we can do anything with the name Curious Goods at the Bake Oven Inn. We wanted to be true to the history of the building that has been here at the Bake Oven Inn as more of a local watering hole type Pennsylvania Dutch kind of cooking since I believe it was the 40s or 50s. So we kind of, and since we are more or less a destination location where, you know, if you blink, you miss Germansville, you're already past it. But people know that, oh, yeah, I remember that, the inn, that they come in Germansville. So, but we did kind of want, we've been here about, it'll be 14 years in April. And so we kind of just thought we'd be curious. So,
excellent.
Like I said, so we weren't pigeonholed with any type of menu cuisine.
We want our listeners to know that there's a reason to stop in Germansville and specifically exactly. Seek out Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn.
Exactly. And, you know, in addition to what Mark was saying, not only do we strive to use all of our local farmers, you know, from beer to Eight Oaks, which is right around the corner. So we use local spirits, people who make local hot sauces, honey, you know, even cheeses. We, you know, we try to sustain local purveyors and producers as much as possible in every part of our menu.
Is this what you mean when you say farm-to-table experience?
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's not just the food. It's you know, everything local. We even have a local photographer. The art on the wall is local.
How hard is it to get locally produced items in the wintertime?
Yeah, we do. Mark is an avid canner, so currently we have pickled asparagus that we pickled in this past season, the last of the season cherries. We have cherry tomatoes. We have fruit. Mark puts up as much as possible with all of his free time. That was sarcastic.
If you haven't had a chance to look at the website, for Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn in Germansville, you should take a look because the menu looks outstanding and it looks incredibly diverse. There's a lot of different items on there.
Thank you.
What's your favorite? I know that's hard to ask a person who runs a restaurant, owns a restaurant, but if it's a first-time experience, what should I try?
Well, it's tough to say because the menu changes so often, but the thing is once everyone sits down, they look at the menu, they place their order. What we do here, which is very different than what anyone does, is we make our homemade potato rosemary bread, and what we do is we bake it in a clay pot.
Ooh.
So it looks like it actually grows in a pot as it rises, and then we brush it with a little bit of egg wash, some kosher salt, and we bake it in the oven. So it comes out of the oven warm with a nice little whipped butter with some roasted garlic, and that is what people see that coming to the table. They're like, what is that? People have never been here before. And regulars who've been here before, they're like, oh, I can't wait to get that bread.
And I would also say we're a from-scratch kitchen, and people know that by now. So no matter what you're seeing on the menu, we literally make everything in-house. Like Mark was just saying, you know, we make our bread every day. So everything is made in-house so that you know you're getting the freshest ingredients. You know, right now with COVID, things are a little bit different, so our menu is scaled back slightly. Typically, what we would do is we would have like the menu that's posted on the website, and every day we would have daily specials as well. But, you know, now with things, we're trying to keep things as fresh as possible, and due to, you know, limited seating restrictions, we had to scale the menu back a little bit, but we're still staying true to who we are, and it's always the freshest ingredients.
So you are open now. How can we enjoy your restaurant?
We are open at 50% capacity. Again, I mentioned this is an old house, so I'm really only working with about 9 tables at 50% capacity, 6, you know, socially distanced, 6 feet apart. So reservations are highly recommended. We're open Wednesday through Saturday right now from 4 until 8 p.m. for indoor dining, outdoor dining when seasonal, as well as curbside pickup. It's contactless. Our phone line's open at 2 o'clock. We're hoping to add Sunday brunch soon. Prior to COVID, we were really known for our fantastic farm fresh, farm to table brunch. But right now we're limiting that and hoping to add that Sunday brunch in the spring.
We have about a minute left. Tell us something you really want people to know about Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn in Germansville.
Although we are a little bit off the beaten path, it's not too far from Bethlehem, Allentown, Fogelsville, but it's a beautiful drive. We are so fortunate to be in farm country. We source ingredients literally from 5 to 10 miles away from the restaurants, you know, including produce as well as local spirits, cheeses. It's worth the drive to come out and get some Curious Goods.
We've been talking with Catherine and Mark Mrzynski, the operators of Curious Goods at Bake Oven Inn in Germansville. And now we have a destination, a place to go. Thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.